friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a quick podcast about names and how we pronounce them and how the USA changes names and everything like that. First off, I'm gonna say sorry to Ariana.
Okay.
In general, I'm also gonna say sorry to Tia, Tamara, and Taj as well. And I will get into it in a second why I'm saying sorry. So, for Like You Do, the song from Ariana's new album, Petal, she said, "And I'm still Grandy." I know that her grandpa, that's how he said it. Their last name is, which is Grandy. And if that is how her last name is actually, it's Grandy and not Grande, then I apologize and I'm sorry about that. And we should say it's Ariana Grande then. And I also want to say sorry to Tia Tamara and Taj, because we all have been calling them Tia Tamara Maori, Taj Maori. It's Maori. Recently, I think it was like last year, they talked about how everybody keeps saying that their last name is Maori and it's Maori. And I'm like, oh, I did not know that. They just never corrected anybody. Alright. And this makes me go on a whole tangent about how the USA changes people's names in general. I do know the USA has changed, like, how you say, like, I remember watching, like, a cooking show before, and they were saying, and at Italian cook was like, how you guys are saying, like, lasagna, that's not how we actually say it, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, can the USA stop changing how a word is and just say it how it is supposed to be said in Italian, French, this, that, and the other? Because it also happens in French as well. And when you immigrate legally, when you immigrate from a French-speaking country or a bilingual-speaking country like Canada, like myself, so my name is Rebecca, like with an accent and gav in front of the first E. Again, I'm French-Canadian. This is a little French lesson. There's a accent and goo, accent and gav, accent, circumflex, okay? And those accents on any vowel changes how you say the word. When you have an accent in your name and you move to the USA, they disrespectfully, that's the correct word, they disrespectfully remove it. My name is legally this, do I change it to make it more Americanized? No. Or if you have an American name, do I change it when you go to another country? No. No, I do not. No, I do not. I have never seen people go to France or Germany or Italian and, oh, we have the same name, but we have an accent if you're born here. Right. With this name. Do they change it when you go to that accent and you're born from the USA? No, they do not.
Why on earth would you change someone's name and how they spell it and take off the accent when they move to your country? That's disrespectful. That's utterly disrespectful. Utterly disrespectful. That's what, and that's another reason why I wanted to make this podcast. Also, another point is, like, people are saying, oh, Ariana's saying her last name wrong. I'm like, no, it's probably, that's actually, her last name is actually Granny. She just hasn't corrected anyone until today. Until she made this song. So that's why I'm saying I'm sorry. And I, for this, and then, and if, and like I said, if that's her last name, we should respect it and start calling her that. Same with Tia Tavera and Taj. It's a respect thing. Yeah. The USA, you need to quit it. You literally need to quit it. Stop changing people's last names. Stop changing people's names. If I have an accent aigu in my name, leave the accent aigu. And then I feel like someone's going, well, it's not in our keyboard. Then fix your keyboard. Or if we have to add a keyboard for it to happen, then do it. Like, don't change people's names. I think, like, even, like, Khloe Kardashian, like, I don't even, it's not even Khloe Kardashian, actually. Because she has an accent aigu on the E, right? So it's not Khloe, it's different, like, because of the accent. So, because she has an accent in it, and it stayed. I think she takes it off now, I don't know. I think I saw it somewhere, like, a long time ago, that she had an accent in the E of her name. I believe I saw that, but maybe I saw it incorrectly. But, like, yes, stop changing people from other countries first name and last name to make it more Americanized. No one wants it Americanized. They want it how it is. Okay? I want my name to be French Canadian. I'm a proud Canadian. Leave it alone. My last name is, not me personally, but like, oh, my last name is French, or my last name is Irish, my last name is German, my last name is French, my last name is Italian, and it's pronounced this way. It's pronounced this way. Don't change it to make it more Americanized. I don't want it Americanized. America, the USA, I'm not gonna say America. USA is not the best country in the world. I'm just gonna say that. In general, there's more things that are negative in the USA than there are positive, especially who is dictating the USA. And I'm calling him a dictator because he is. He's like Hitler. So, like, stop, okay? Ask. Hi, ask. If the younger kid does not know, ask their parents. How do you say their name? And then they'll tell you. Not, oh, we think it's this. No. That's all I have to say. So to conclude, I am so sorry to anyone, past, present, and future, if the USA has changed your last name, and then we, as fans or friends of yours, have changed it. And thank you for finally correcting us. Now, I know someone named Priyanka that I went to uni with. This is just a side note, and then I'm ending it. And then I saw, like, a year after, like, we graduated, her Facebook name changed, like, the spelling. And I'm like, wait, wasn't it this way? And she's like, no, the U.S. changed how it the spelling of how I spell Priyanka to make it more American. I'm like, you guys gotta stop. Stop changing people's names. Stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to make it American. If, stop it. How? Because she was just like Priyanka Chopra is Indian. She is also Indian, right? And she, and her, how her family spelled it is how it spelled in India, right? And I'm like, leave people's names alone. First, middle, last, how it's spelled is how it's spelled. Stop changing it to make it USA. Because we don't want it USA. We want it however it's meant to be. If that's French, if that's Spanish, if that's add to the dictionary, add the symbols so we can do it. Stop it. Stop being stop hating other cultures and not letting that happen. Like, and be like, no, we're changing it. Oh, you're now a citizen, or you're now in the USA. Oh, let's take these accents off. Let's remove these letters. Let's make it a way so we can be able to pronounce it. No. My name is this. What are you gonna call me? This. Learn how to say this. That's why, like, even like when it came to Love Island, when we had Beatrice, right? And then she had to say, oh, you can call me Bea. I'm like, no. Her name is Beatrice. Learn how to say Beatrice. It's not that difficult. It's not. If it takes you 20 times to, like, learn how to say it, then it takes 20 times to learn how to say it. Learn how to say people's names correctly. Learn, because you would want them to say your name correctly. Learn how to learn and keep it how it was when they were born. If that's, it has a like twirl to it, the name has a twirl to it, like the only thing that makes that would is, okay, I get that. I'm like, if it's hard, if you can't roll your R's, not everybody can roll your R's. I know some Latinos that can't roll their R's. If you can't do the R thing, that's fine. Like, simple, but try. 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 And there's a way, and Latino people are, there's a way to, like, if you don't know how to do R, do it like this so it sounds like the R. Like, come on now. Come on. Stop trying to make things I'm not gonna say American, because there's North America, South America. So stop making things USA. Stop it. There's other cultures in this country. There's other cultures in the USA. Be exclusive. Leave people's name how it was on at birth. Okay? And that's all that I have for you guys today. But like I said, to end it once more, sorry to anyone whose name has been changed and we have pronounced their names incorrectly. I yeah, that's all I have. Bye.